Welcome to the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode, the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on this season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season is focused on the prepare phase of the implementation cycle. During this phase, taking time to explore what to do, how to do it, and who will do it saves future time, money, and misplaced efforts. Guests this season will be sharing thinking through the lens of the leadership team and the foundational pieces of communication, leadership, collaboration, and data-driven decision-making in regards to preparing to implement. Today, Casey Olson, a coach for the Kansas Learning Network, shares some ideas around the research behind current evidence-based practices. These ideas center around the leadership team as they prepare for implementation. Let's welcome Casey to the podcast.
We've probably all heard the saying that schools are data rich and meaning poor. With so much data readily available to us, sometimes it's hard to know where to start or what data should we be looking at and when. To help simplify this conundrum, I'm going to offer a very simple model that I often share with leaders to help organize thinking. When it comes to continuous improvement, in its simplest form, all data can be sorted into 2 main categories: process data and outcome data. Okay, when we hold this frame of thinking, it helps us know how to select and analyze our data. This is based on basic cause and effect type thinking. Process data is everything within our locus of control. It's our focus areas, commitments, practices, action steps. Outcome data is then the results. So with this basic framework in mind, school teams can always be analyzing their data through this lens. Teams typically start with outcome data, such as FastBridge, CAP, formative assessments. Teams analyze the results then to look for areas of growth and concern. It is at this point the research from the Wise Ways Indicator 45 strongly emphasizes the need for disaggregating outcome data by student groups to help uncover patterns, trends, and especially discrepancies. Okay, so once teams have identified successes or problem areas, they can then start to work backwards and uncover the cause of those outcomes. So this is where you can see reflection at its finest. What might the team attribute to these results? This is where process data enters the scene. Okay, teams can take a look at the data, such as walkthrough data, student interviews, self-assessments, and determine what was making an impact and what wasn't quite hitting a mark. Now, there is a cautionary tale right here before we move on that the NIRN, National Implementation Research Network, teaches us that we need to consider fidelity or treatment integrity, all fancy terms for did we do what we said we were going to do and to what degree. This is extremely important because we can't say something isn't working if we aren't even doing it. So now the second part of this question is how often, right? Experts vary on how often teams should be looking at data, but all unite with this common message. It needs to occur in regular, frequent cycles versus long and drawn out. So the consensus was that short cycles create urgency, and we don't want the work to become frantic, changing things before they have a chance to work. So the authors of 4DX suggest that leaders need to create a cadence of accountability to make data analysis part of the continuous improvement process. I just love this term because cadence suggests predictability and reliability, and when something becomes part of your routine, it significantly increases the likelihood that it will happen.
Thank you, Casey, for sharing thoughts. I invite listeners to consider this coaching question to push thinking. What types of data should a team be analyzing, and how often? We invite you to consider posing this question at the next leadership team meeting as a way to begin the dialogue. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman with the production team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.